Rabbanan Mai. The Holchi Yusha, or Holchi Yusha is Rabbi Shmuel. And the Shita that Rabbi Shmuel espoused, known to us as Holchi Yusha, namely that the Mokar of Cheskes Havat and Gimel Shanim is Shara Mu'ud. So that Shita about the Mokar is consistent with the Shita about the details, the Pirti Adin, that Rabbi Shmuel tells us explicitly in the Mishnah, namely that Sadeh Ha'ilah does not require Gimel Shanim. The Rabbanan Mai, we began to explore this yesterday. We wait to do according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim who disagree on the Pirte Dinah. The Chachamim who say that even Steil requires Gimel Shanim. Which, in a broader sense, means the Chachamim who hold that fundamentally the implementation of Cheskes Habatim is about a Shihui Zman, not about Achilos. It's about an interval of time, not about three events. So what's the source for Cheskes Habatim? Those are the dinim of Cheskes Habatim, so what's the source of Cheskes Habatim? To begin to the Yesir of Yosef, Yosef marshals a source from Yirmiyahu, the Chasov Basefer Vachasom. The Chasov Basefer Chasom, Yirmiyahu is Omid Be'eser, or Be'tesha, Mazer Vachasasrem. We discussed yesterday three different understandings in Rishonim. To what exactly is this makar? Do you say, certainly, as Rashi points out, certainly the Pazi Yirmiyahu indicates, well, I shouldn't say certainly. Rashi says the Pazi Yirmiyahu indicates that, number one, Rashi says that the Girsa is Omid Be'eser, and therefore Rashi points out that the Pazi Yirmiyahu indicates that 2 years is insufficient for Cheskes Habatim. And Ben Yonah and most Rishonim say, and how do you know that 3 years is good? Because you have Shor HaMuad. And the Pazi Yirmiyahu is just telling us that instead of interpreting Shor HaMuad as equaling in this context Gimel Achilos, you should interpret Shor HaMuad as equaling in this context Gimel Shanim. The Rashba had a different take on Rashi. Yes, the Rashba agrees with Rashi as the Girsa is Omid Be'eser. And yes, Rashba agrees with Rashi that the diuk, or the first diuk, is you see that 2 years is insufficient for Chazaka. But then in terms of how you know 3 years does work, he said, well, because he didn't say Betesha. Until we got to Esther, there was no need to tell everyone, be careful with your shtar. When you were back in Tesha, if you don't have a shtar, as long as you hold out for 3 years, there's still a possibility to have a Chazaka Zaratim before we are all sent into Galus. But once we're going to year 10, so there's no longer enough time before the coming Churban to have a Cheskes Habatim, you better have a Shtar. Both Rabbi Yonah Vashar Rishonim, as well as the Rashba, are assuming that this is all about the long term. This is all about the long term. And the question is, do you need a Shtar for later, or can you get away with a Chazaka for later? And then we saw the Rima Gash in the Hanano, that there were many Rishonim Tosis in the Chacham Esvard. Later Chacham Esvard, Rabbanu Meir Yosef Okav in the Hanano, Rima Gash had that Girsa, that was his standard Girsa, unlike Rashi, who was rejecting the Girsa in the Hanano. The ancient Sephardi Girsa was the Nabi's only Betesha, which again we saw yesterday, maybe Rishonim had problems with, how the Pesukim, and there's different versions of the Seder Olam. But he was understanding, no, Adarabba. Not that, you see here, you don't have a chazak in there for your nishtar, but no. Here, there is 3 years. It's only betesha. There are 3 years. And that's why it's worth doing this kinyan. You're going to write a shtar if you can. You'll have it for now, but we don't think the shtar is going to last anyhow. You're going to have a chazak. The non-Rima Gash Reina Chanal are assuming that the Shtar really is serving as a Raya and will last. And Chanal and Rima Gash look at the Shtar as just temporary, which is perhaps why the Ritzvah specifically was so focused on we're definitely looking for a Shtar, which is a Shtar Raya, not a Shtar Kinyan. Okay. To be that as it may, Rav Yosef is presenting that somehow or another we're deriving Cheskes Habatim Gimel Shanim from the Pasuk Yirmiyahu, or at least also the Pasuk Yirmiyahu. The Pasuk Yirmiyahu definitely indicates that for a mere 2 years, you're not going to have chazaka. For Rabbein Yonah the Rajba, for the Rajba, it also indicates that but 3 years ago, if you would have 3 years, you would have a chazaka. For the Rima Gashmi Yechanal, the pasuk indicates that you see, in 3 years, you have a chazaka. So part of all of this picture, that 3 years makes a chazaka, that 2 years does not make a chazaka, or both points. 2 years is not a chazaka, 3 years is drawing from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. To which Abaye says, we may be overthinking this, we may be overreading this. Who says that Yirmiyahu is making a point that, oh, now you need to have a shtar, now you can't use a chazaka? Maybe it wasn't making a halachic point. And let's work with the approach of Rav Rishon, the Girsas Rashi. Right? So you're telling me that a part or all of what we're deriving, whether it's Rabbi Yonah or Rashi, but part of all what we're deriving from this psukim is that you see he's telling them to write a shtar because you're not going to have a chazaka. It's only 2 years, you're not going to have a chazaka. Who says he's saying you must have a shtar, not going to have a chazaka? Maybe it's a Talmud Kabashulan. Maybe he's merely making the point that it would be good. Maybe you don't need a shtar even for such a short period of time. But it would be a good idea to have a shtar. Certainly wise to have a shtar. And if you're not going to say that we're talking it's a tova, look at this pasuk elsewhere in as Rashi points out, elsewhere in Yirmiyahu. This is several prakim, or three prakim earlier. Vinu batim shvu v'nitu ganos. Build homes, settle down, plant gardens, echulas piryon, eat the fruit. My gamar, what's he saying? As Rashi explains, Rashi points out, this was not being said to the Jews living. This is not to the Chanamel audience. This was the Perek Haftes is not being addressed to the Jews in Babel, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Perek Haftes, as Rashi points out, the Tavuk Haftes is addressed to the Jews in Babel. There was already a Golus Yechanya, there was already a community in Babel that had gone in to Golus when Yechanya was taken down in Nebuchadnezzar. Yirmiyahu was telling them, settle down. You're not going anywhere in the near future. Settle down. You can be involved for a while, build homes, plant trees. You can't eat the fruits of the trees right away, even chutzars, the divar chutzars. You'll be there for a while. You'll be there for a while. Invest in the property there. My kamar, he's telling him, din, you're mechuyiv to. You're mechuyiv to. What? Because you have to build a house, is that what you're chayiv mezuzah? No, that's not what he's saying. It's a tova kamar shulam. He's telling them that you're gonna be there for a while. You may as well. It would be a good idea to build a house. It would be a good idea to plant the garden. Hachanami, it's a Tovah Kamashulam. Here also, it's a Tovah. In other words, as Rashi says, they say, you must have a shtar. Some say, you must have a shtar because otherwise that didn't work. No. Maybe they were because of, but still it's a good idea to have a shtar. Ellie.
I see you in Zoom.
Oh. Okay, thank you. Okay, welcome in. So now Kamal Safai says, I can prove to you, yeah? Itch.
Rabbi, some people are in the waiting room.
Yes, I think now everyone's in. Avidan Chaim, Emmet, Gavi, Tzvi, Yona, and Kiev. They get one there now. Okay, we should reserve it to have everyone back in person. Good Mahira. Yeah.
Can't it still, even according to Rava originally, it's not necessarily a din. I was saying that you're going to lose your land if you don't do this. So you got to do it. But meaning, it's not a din. There's no din in keeping your land. It's not a mitzvah. They're telling you it's a Tovah that you're going to lose your land if you don't do it. So even if Abai is trying to prove that it's a Tovah, it doesn't really reject that.
No, right. The point is, it's a Tovah may not have to do with a lot of requirements. So let's go back to Rashi about Professor Bates. He says, maybe you wouldn't really have had a chazaka, but it's still a good idea to have a shtar. It's Tovah Kabash, we'll come back to the beginning of Rashi in a moment. We're picking up in the middle of Rashi, Bam Rashi Professor Bates. It's a Tovah Kabash, Shay Shtar, Biyada, Mukhan Laraya. It's still a good idea, even if you're already past the point you had enough time on the land to have a chazakim, it's still wise to hold on to your star. Well, you zakik la'edim kishorah love. Let's say, l'halaf, I say, It's still a smart idea to hold on to your stock. Yeah, let's say you get sued by the Marakamer after 5 years. So yeah, in theory, you could win by bringing Eidei Chazaka. But as we have a whole paragraph about Eidei Chazaka. When do they work, when do they not work? Or are you about to get into the Shem? I'll stop sugyus of, we're going to detail. It's so much simpler to just walk in with a stock. Here's the stock, here it's done. So yeah, just because Yirmiyahu tells them, you should hold on to it, you should have a stock, okay, you should hold on to it. It doesn't mean that they couldn't win a case without it, but it's still smart to have a shamavir. Just like here, you're not mechuyev to build houses. You are mechuyev to support yourself. A Jew is expected a Jewish man in particular is expected to work for a living and support his family. You're not mechuyev to plant a garden. There can be other ways to support yourself. Okay, you can do a different job. But he's saying it would be a good idea. Build a house and establish a farm and Get things together. But that's clearly not a halachic mandate. Here also, it's not a. It may not be an expression of halachic data. That's the best way to put it. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
The Gemara's trying. Rabbi is trying to say that just because Yirmiyah said something practical as opposed to legal over there, so to every time he says something, it's only practical.
Good point. So we're not saying the Chaim made a good point. We're not saying that everything that he said that nothing is halachic, and I'll prove it to you. Teda, because of the Gemara is Teda, because the Gemara goes on to say, let me demonstrate that he was interested in giving the Beis Tova. As Rashi puts it, Dichsiv. When the Satan becliheres among Yam Yamin Rav, he tells him now coming back to Lamed Beis, earlier in Lamed Beis, where he's telling the other Jews, that they should. He's telling the Jews he's buying with Chanamel. He's telling the Jews, look, I have this shtar. We're going to put the shtar into klicheres, so it should last for a long time. He's encouraging the other Jews to do the same thing: buy land, write a shtar, and put it into a ceramic jar. So that will last for a long time. That does indeed work. If you ever go to the, we're talking yesterday after Shia. And part of the Israel Museum Yerushalayim is the Shrine of the Book, which is dedicated to the Qumran scrolls that were found several decades ago in the caves of Yehudah and Shomron, overlooking Yalam Melach, and they found these scrolls that were written by a sect of Jews who were living in Bar Yehudah around 2,000 years ago. Some of them are Sifrei Tanakh, some of them are books unique to the sect, apikorsis, many of them, some of them stuff, whatever, books. Scrolls, megillos, written on parchment, and put into clay jars, and they were left in these caves, and a couple of decades ago, they were found by, I believe, a shepherd. And archaeologists began to come and look and read and pull the pieces together. And they survived, much of it survived 2,000 years, in clay jars. Not much what Yirmiyahu said. As a matter of fact, you go to the start of the book, they show you when you walk in an example of such a klicheres, one of those clay jars that preserved scrolls for 2,000 years, and then the shape, the distinctive shape of the white part is meant, the white part of the museum from the outside is meant to look like the shape of the lids of the jars, that wavy look like that. So it does work. It does work. They lasted, again, it helped. The dry air of the desert helped, and it was sealed in a kli cheres. It lasted for 2,000 years. So the Gemara says, what? You're always giving them a din? You're mechuyev to have it last for 2,000 years? No. He's giving them a good advice. Here's how you should keep it. And again, not just good advice, stama. But good advice that reflects the message, the theme that he's conveying. the theme of Parag Avivei, the message that he's supposed to be giving over to the Jewish people, is we're going to be sent to Galus, but you should know that Galus is, it's inevitable, but it's also temporary. Don't think that we're going to Galus, we're never coming back, there's no point investing in Eretz Yisrael. No! Invest in Eretz Yisrael real estate because we will be back. Ocha v'mshana, we're going to be back, it's worth investing. Write stars and hold on to them. So figure out, it would be a good idea to figure out how the stars could last for 7 years, because in 7 years from now, if you don't come back, your grandchildren will come back. So it would be kedai to hold on to these stars and preserve them for the long run. It's not a din, but it's a tova commercial. Now, going back though to Chaim's point, the Ritva points out that it's not that entire pasuk is halacha free. It's not that entire pasuk we just quoted is only etzah tova. Take a look at the first mitzvah on Chavtes Avraham, Yerasel Teida. He says, "Teida, the chesinus has to be klicheres." You see, etzah tova kamashul on pirish as a mitzvah. The haraya, the proof, namely that we're talking about near etzah tova, miklicheres. Shein oil eight to tova. No, it didn't. You have to put kelim in it. You have to put stars in kli cheres. There could be other ways to preserve stars, but the kli cheres is one useful tool. But my dechsev is the kli cheres part of the pasuk. That's merely eight to tova. Aval, my dechsev levan yamdi yamin rabim dino. He says, but there is a part of that pasuk that's a source for a halacha. And the pasuk says, "Leman yam yamin rabim." We want the shtar to be able to last. Minayal pinon. He says, if you look in Maseches Gittin, the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chabei, derives from that phrase, "Leman yam yamin rabim." The bainan shtar she'ein yachol is daif. That a shtar has to be non-forgeable. This may sound familiar from when earlier in the year we were dealing with the machlokas tanaim. About the right, about Eidah Chasimah Karzai, Eidah Masir Karzai. Certainly for a Shtar Raya, you require Shtar Shen Yachal Azdai. For it to be a Shtar Raya, it has to be non-forgeable. You cannot have a Shtar Raya written with pencil. You cannot have a Shtar Raya written on paper that's easy, lend itself to erasure. Machlok is Tanon again, was, can you have a Shtar Kini, which is Yachal Azdai? He says, the Gemara derives this idea of Shtar Shen Yachal Azdai from that pasuk. So the Ritva says, let's be careful here. We're not saying that the entire pasuk is only Eitzah Tova. No, we do learn Dinim for part of the pasuk, but because the Ritva is implying the Kasha, what type of Teda? You see from that pasuk, it's not Eitzah Tova. No, you see, Adrab, you see the pasuk, there is a din. So here I think he's speaking to Chaim's point. Mikama kam shmami nafilu be'in ashtar omer v'navi Eitzah Tova. Even with respect to the shtar, the Navi is saying an Eitz Tova. What do you mean? He is saying a din. The answer is l'chora the following. It's worth thinking through the cheshbon. You're right. See, here you have the Navi Yirmiyahu, Paragon Bay, Pasuk Yudal, talking about the Rayin Ashtar. And he's giving them what? A mix of dinim and Eitz Tova. L'may Yam Del Rav is a din, your Rayin Ashtar has to be a shtar Shem Yachal is diet. And then he adds an additional point, which is not a din, that I would recommend you put it into kli cheres. I would recommend you put it into a kli. You should know that clay jars will help preserve it for the long run. So what do you see? A mix of dinim and eitzah tova. So Frank Chaim, so what do you see from that? What you see from that is, of course, there are dinim in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and even specifically in the context of the Hanamel story, Paramount Days, you see that not everything is a din. There are only some things he's saying which are Eitzah Tova. Some things are dinim, and some things are Eitzah Tova. Which now let's bring it back to our pasuk. The Chasov B'Sefer B'Chasom, the very fact that he's saying right or star, so it could be that's a din. It could be that's a din, meaning it could be that he's telling you a din that there is no Cheskes Habatim in this case because it's only 2 years, therefore you must have a star if you have any hope of maintaining your land. But it also could be it's not a din. There's no Hefra. Our standard here is Hefra. We're looking for a Mukher. We're looking for a Mukher for Cheskes Habatim Gimel Shanim. So it's not enough to have a pasuk that might be saying it did. I have to have a pasuk that must be saying it did. Otherwise, all I have is, well, maybe, maybe not. It's not mukra. I have a pasuk, kasav sefer chasom, maybe it's telling me it did mechasek lebatim, or maybe it's a tova kamashma. I don't know. Because when I look at the rest of the parak, I see sometimes he's telling me dinim, and sometimes he's telling me it's a tova. So this parak is demonstrably, provably, this parak is a mix of dinim and mere eights of stovos. So I can no longer prove that chasoba chasebra chasom is telling me it's dinim, must be that you need a star. Maybe your meal means you need a star, or maybe your meal is just saying it's a good idea to have a star. So it's not mukrach that cheskes habatim doesn't work in 2 years. Maybe, and maybe not. So that's why Abaye says to Rav Yosef, you make an interesting suggestion, but it's not a proof for a din. Because you're arguing that Yirmiyahu is saying you must have a shtar. Maybe Yirmiyahu is just saying it would be a good idea to have a shtar. And I don't know which one he's saying, because either one is a plausible explanation. After all, I see from that other pasuk, Mesachta B'Glicheres, that at least some of the lines in this parak are Eitz of Stavos. Maybe this also is a Tov. So it's not Mokhar. Let's take some questions, and then we should go back and read the beginning of Rashi Kerfer. Yeah.
Why
did
Marty
not
bring the earlier
plug-in?
Now that it's in the parak,
it's an interesting question. Why do we need to bring two rayas? Why do we need to bring two rayas at Eitz HaTova? So I would tell you offhand too, but it's an interesting question. Why do we have to have two rayas at Eitz HaTova? To stay in Parak Lamed Beis. Why do you have to quote it all the first pasuk of the Bnu Batim or Ushvu? That's an interesting question. So I would say two possible solutions. Number one is simple. Number two is a little more nuanced. Number one is, in the Parakhov test is a clearer indication of Eitz HaTova. It's clearly only Eitz HaTova. Once we get into Nesachta B'Klicheres, we can start to handle a little more. But Bnu Batim is very obviously, very self-evidently Eitz HaTova. And then he says, and now, no, obviously there is Eitz HaTova, and even within this parak, if you read carefully, Eitz HaTova. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that some Rishonim, I believe, understand that the Teda is not, the Rashi and Ritva both say that the Teda is a second, just another riot, right? Number one, Eitzatot Kamashmon is from Bnu Batim, Parakhav. That's right. Number two, Eitzatot Kamashmon is Parakhav Mabez, Satmik Likharis. I think there are some Mefarshim, I was looking this morning, couldn't find it, but I remember seeing earlier in the year. There are some who suggest that there are two different things going on here. There aren't just two rites, a series of two rites of the same thing. That the Bnu Batim is a rite, Eitz HaTova Kamashmon. The Teda is pointing out something else. The Teda is about the same topic. In other words, we're saying, not only in general, Eitz HaTova Kamashmon, but particularly the shtar, what's Yirmiyahu saying? He's saying, write a shtar and keep it in a way that in 70 plus years you'll still have it. If he's really talking about a shtar to happen in 70 plus years, so then he's hoping, ideally, you won't be relying on Cheskes HaBatim at all. He's hoping that even in 70 years you can come back with a shtar. So he's not assuming that you're working with the Cheskes HaBatim. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't work with Cheskes HaBatim, but the fact that he's asking for a shtar, maybe perhaps for something much, even if you had a Cheskes HaBatim, 7 years later maybe you still have a shtar. So that's why maybe the Rimagash does that. The Rimagash does that. Should it be consistent with the Rimagash's approach? Yeah, that the Rimagash says it. Now again, he has understood that the drug that of Yosef's limud was, you see, we do have a chesed about in here. And he's saying, well, But we're going to hope for it to have a shtar too. So the whole thing maybe it's a total crush. Okay. So again, either it's just a stronger eye to get started, then we zoom in to a localized raya, or maybe as the Rimagash says, it's making a somewhat more nuanced point. But let's spend the last few minutes going back to just thinking about what's going on here. Abaye just knocked away Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Rabbanan, Chasidavatim, Lashanim is based on Yirmiyahu, partially based on Yirmiyahu, fully based on Yirmiyahu, but based on Yirmiyahu. Because Yirmiyahu could tell me it did. Abaye says, no, Yirmiyahu's not telling you anything. And maybe it is, but maybe it's telling you it's Tovah. And if Yirmiyahu's only telling you it's Tovah, then they don't have a marker for Chasidavatim, Lashanim. I don't have a marker, specifically as Rashi had isolated, that I don't have a marker that 2 years is insufficient for Chasidavatim. So maybe Chasidavatim is really shorter. Maybe Chasidavatim is really what? So Rav Rimagash says, oh, maybe Chasidavatim is immediate. If you have no Raya that I need 2 years, so right away, Chasidavatim. Rashi says something fascinating. What does Rashi say? If I don't have a Raya that 2 years is insufficient, so maybe how short Chasidavatim be? 1 year. Shana Achas. Some of the Farshim are bothered. What's Shana Achas? 1 year? Where did that one come from? The Rimagash says, yeah, like Cheskes Mataltim. The moment you have it, you're Tvis at the Hashta. There's no minimum Shir Zman for how long your Tvis on Mataltim has to be in order to be a Muxer. So that would be the default by character too. There is no Shir Zman. If you're there, you're there. You're the Muxer now. That's the end of the story. We'll ignore the Marakam. The Rimagash we understand. For the Rashi, it's a surprising Rashi. No, it's a surprising Rashi. Rashi is saying, Shana Akash, where did that come from? The bottom Rashi that we had mentioned a few minutes ago, we'll come back to the beginning of Rashi. So now let's come back. Eitzitam, Kamashmal, and bottom of Chesmas 8. Kaloma, what does it mean to say? Yo, Chazak, I'm Shana Akash. Really, there's no 3 years of Chazak. Really, 2 years are more than enough. Even 1 year is enough. Eitzitam, Kamashmal, it would still be a good, even though the 1 year is enough to have a chazak, but it's still be a good idea to have a shtar as well. So what does that mean? What's with the year? What's with the year?
Rabbi, could it be from like the seasonal cycles similar to Shor Moah?
Good. Yeah. I think there are three, that's a very good point. I think there are three possibilities. One possibility, yeah, we may be thinking about the cycles, and as we had said before, we're looking at units, and then you can play that out in one of several ways. Remember, we had seen before Rashi in the second kasha on top of the other top of Chav Chesed Vei, and explained the second kasha the Gemara in Amol Yusha Chazak Shaim Atayna. Rashi had presented the kasha that was like a Ben Yonah, that the idea would be to create some Muzakas. So it could be, you could say, okay? So the Muchzakas comes from, as we said then, the Tfisa concept doesn't carry over exactly to Karka. I don't encompass my Karka way I can encompass my Metaltim. I can't put the Karka in my Makam, in my Rishos. Hey, put Metaltim in my Rishos, because Karka is Rishos. Karka is Makam. So it could be, you'll say, I have to do an Achila. Right? So as Gabi is saying, an achila, the minimum tfisa would be a cycle of achila. Shana achas means one achila. Maybe. If you say that Rashi, we had suggested earlier, that maybe Rashi is only saying pshat the hapin, and Rashi thinks the goof of the movement from the second kasha to the Teretz is exactly that switch from Rabbi Yonah thinking to Tosus. Tosus is only coming to the Teretz. That the kasha was, well, it's a muchzakas. So who needs a taina? The Teretz says, no, it's not a muxer. You need a taina because it's a raya. It's not to make you a muxer. It's a raya. It's making it yours. It's a raya that's yours. The cheskes shloim chaod. So then it could be that raya is only if the guy wasn't mocha for a significant period of time. It doesn't help that it's not at all a cheskes metalpum. The Rimagash explicitly says we're talking muxakos. So that's aligned with Ben Yona. We're talking about Zakas. And he says, yeah, just like five atalf, you're a mukzak immediately. So Rashi either also is talking mukzakas, but thinks that because it's karkin habatalf, you need an achila, or he's really talking now in the teretz, he's talking Tosas language, and it's a hochacha from the fact, a raya from the fact you weren't mocha. So you need to have some unit. It can't be 1 second of not being mocha. Okay, so one achila, one shot. A third option, you got to look at the Dikduke Sofrim, I wonder, I did not look into this. Nun and Ayin are very easily confused. The Shoa Achas is what you would expect in Rashi to say. You gotta look in Dikduke Sofrim to see if anyone has a Girsa otherwise, but you don't change a Girsa based on speculation, but it's worth exploring Girsa data based on speculation. I'd be curious to see if there are alternative Girsas in Rashi of the Shah Achas. So then it would be Mamash along the Rebbe Gashi. It would be what you expect Rashi to say. Then immediately, the Shah Achas, instantly, it switches over. I'm sorry? I think there definitely should be ways of looking into the Girsas in Rashi. I'll leave it to the scholars here to explore that for homework. And it's so next time. Tomorrow, we're going to begin to look at the world of Rava. And Rava already says, as we saw already, Tosus yesterday, Tosus Abchav Tesla points out, once it gets to Rava for sure, Sharamu is left behind. Yirmiyahu is left behind, Sharamu is left behind, we're out of the world of Psukim. Up until this point, we were looking for some Pasuk or another, or combination of Psukim, that could create this din. Rava, version 1, 2, and 3 of Rava are all just Svara. Something to think about as we begin to enter the world of Rava. Number one, you can want to know what the Svaras are. And number two, once you know Psukim, what does that open the possibility to? If it's without a Pasuk, it might be Din D'Oraisa, or potentially we're dealing with Din D'Rabbanan. Now we see some Achronim are going to be ready in Rishonim, their famous Ktsos, and there already are indications in some Rishonim that at least at some point in the Sugya we're getting to the world of Takanas Rabbanim. Or not, or maybe they're as far as the Rais. Once we're leaving Psukim behind, that's a new option that's open, which we're going to begin to explore tomorrow.